Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is... What day is it? It is Free For All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free For All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free For All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free For All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel will be joining us in the second segment of today's show. Unless he forgets, the president is stepping on my time right now, so if you're listening to the president, I do forgive you. I do forgive you. He is speaking right now, and I'm not sure what all he's saying, but I kind of liked it. That's going to make me the bad guy, isn't it? I got this cartoon in an email earlier this week, and I posted it on Facebook on the show's page. That is CSC Talk Radio. That's the show's page, CSC Talk Radio on Facebook. And it's got this king, and he's looking down in his kingdom, and the people are angry, and some of them have pitchforks, and some of them have torches. And his advisor standing there says, the king's a little worried. He says, oh, you don't need to fight them. You just need to convince the pitchfork people that the torch people want to take away their pitchforks. And yes, my friends, it is that easy. And then we become sheeple. We become those sheeple. So I got inspired this morning, and I was writing. And if you remember years and years ago, there was the sheeple quiz that was out. So right now we're going to not take a sheeple quiz. This is going to be a spoof on, you know, you might be a redneck if. Well, this is you might be a sheeple if. Now, what is a sheeple? A sheeple, people compared to sheep in being docile and foolish or easily led. You know, the Lord didn't call us sheep because we were cute and furry. No. You might be a sheeple if you believe the mainstream media is here to keep you informed with truth and facts and not feeding you misinformation and distracting you from the real issues facing our world. You might be a sheeple if you believe Social Security is a financial safety net that makes sure people have a retirement income and not a government Ponzi scheme. You might be a sheeple if you believe the national debt is under control and a normal spending budget that will be paid off in just a few years and not on the verge of collapsing our economy and changing the lifestyle of almost every American. You might be a sheeple if you believe the FDA is here to protect the people from dangerous medicines and not following the interests of big pharmaceutical companies. You might be a sheeple if you believe the EPA is here to protect the environment and not looking out for certain special chemical companies and using its bully arm of regulations and fines to control the people and their land. You might be a sheeple if you believe climate change is a serious threat and the Green New Deal and billions and trillions of dollars will save the planet and not yet another government socialist agenda meant to control the people and take the land and squash liberty and independence once and for all. You might be a sheeple if you believe the Federal Reserve functions to stabilize the economy and keep America strong and not controlling and manipulating the markets in America's economy for the interests of a few world bankers. You might be a sheeple if you believe the purpose of the TSA checkpoints at the airports is to keep air passengers safe and secure and not seizing or sizing the people to accept a police state and surrender their privacy. You might be a sheeple if You believe the practical functions of the U.S. Supreme Court is to protect the constitutional rights of the citizens and not legitimize federal tyranny over the people by ignoring the Constitution and its Bill of Rights. You might be a sheeple if you believe the Bill of Rights grants you rights and freedoms instead of merely acknowledging the rights and freedoms you already possess. You might be a sheeple if you believe Big Daddy government can make a better decision in your health care than you and your personal physician, and that they can do it more efficiently economically. You might be a sheeple if you believe the poverty is to be expected and government can and should take care of those impoverished, and poverty isn't a ruse of the government to control people, making them dependent on government. You might be a sheeple if you believe guns kill people, and you no longer need guns because the government police force will protect you, and that you don't need guns to protect you from government criminals. You might be a sheeple if you believe the government can and should control the education of your children, our nation's future leaders. You might be a sheeple if you have grown to despise those who have more than you and believe you deserve part of their wealth, and that the government can and will fairly redistribute for all. You might be a sheeple if you haven't read your Constitution or studied the Declaration of Independence since high school graduation, or even in the last 5 years. You might be a sheeple if you believe you cannot make a difference as only one person. What is a sheeple again? People compared to sheep in being docile and foolish or easily led. By the time the sheeple wake up and try to change things, it will be too late. Don't be a sheeple. Be a shepherd. And guard liberty. Hold the elected accountable. They are the crisis and the real threat to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Are you a sheeple? I hope you're not a sheeple. I don't think most of my listeners are sheeples. I'm not sure what the president is saying right now, but I was telling my husband last night, and I normally don't say bad words, but I did last night. But I told him, you know, if I was the president, I would veto it, and I'd tell all Congress to go somewhere else. Because that's what Congress is telling you. They're not giving the president what he asked for because they hate you. If you want to know what's wrong with this government, if you want to know what's wrong with the problems that we're facing, whether it's poverty, whether it's the border security, whether it's the drugs, whatever case may be, do you want to know what's really wrong with it? Congress. Congress is the crisis. Congress are the ones fighting you. Yeah, you elected President Donald Trump. And he is probably the most unusual president we've ever had. I believe he's going to go down as the best. The most, as Melody Cedarson would say, the most active. I've never seen a man work so hard in all my life. No president under my lifetime. Now, I didn't always watch like I should. Has worked as hard as this president. Or has taken as much abuse as this president. Shame on us for letting him take this abuse. Shame on us for giving the Democrats the House. Shame on us for not holding these rhino Republicans accountable and putting somebody that's a statesman in instead of a career politician. Shame on us, sheeple, for accepting politics as usual. I'll have to add that one to it. You're a sheeple if you think it's politics as usual. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We will have Daniel, I believe. He's here, unless he's listening to the president. At 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Don't be a sheeple. Be a shepherd. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I got a suspicion that Daniel must be watching the president, and, you know, I'm going to forgive him for that because I think that's a good thing to do. I kind of wished I knew what he was saying at this very moment. But it is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Excuse me, 877-895-5410. Well, I was watching all this last night as it was all unfolding. You know, it was breaking news, breaking news. It's breaking news every night on Sean Hannity or the Fox News shows, talk shows, because it's always breaking news. We have breaking news tonight, and it's usually the same stuff. But part of the breaking news is that the truth is, and whether you hate the president or not hate the president, he was legally and duly elected by the people. And the president was being framed. There was a coup going on to get rid of the president. Now, what if that would have happened with President Barack Obama? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't going to happen, and it wasn't going to happen because just as many in Congress that are Republicans are socialists as the Democrats. We're going to stop for just a second because it is Free for All Friday, and we've got Neil from Missouri, and Neil is free. Neil, how are you today?
Well, staying warm.
Well, good luck with that.
Staying out of the ice storm.
Yeah, it's coming, isn't it?
Oh, it's here. We've got ice covering everything here already.
Oh, you've already got it. It hasn't precipitated here yet. We're waiting on it.
Oh, we've been under it a couple hours now, so.
Ooh.
Everything's covered with a coating of ice, so. I just hope it warms up so it doesn't get any worse. But I've got a few more categories of sheeple for you.
All right, real quick, because I got Daniel holding.
Right.
So go ahead.
People paying property taxes are sheeple because they don't have the title of their property, which is the patent. People that are using Federal Reserve notes are sheeple because that obligates them to pay an income tax because they're operating as an agent of a foreign corporation.
Trusting the currency.
Some of the people with driver's licenses are sheeple. If you have a driver's license and you're not hauling for hire, then you're a sheeple because you're not obligated to have a license if you're not hauling for hire. People paying personal property taxes on property that they're not holding for business purposes because they don't know the difference between the state definition of personal property and the legal definition of personal property. Personal property statewide is business use property. So if you're paying taxes on property you're not using for business, then you're a sheeple. And the biggest one is, of course, if you're living by man's law instead of God's law, you're definitely a sheeple.
Mm, that puts us in the category pretty quick. Thank you,
right.
Neil, and let's hope that the weather gets turned around here pretty quick. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for always reminding us. Go ahead. Okay. We do have Daniel. Daniel is with us. Hey, Daniel, how are you doing?
Beth Ann, how are you? I'm so sorry I'm a little late.
No, I figured, I was already forgiven you. I figured you was watching the president. He was live while I was going on the air. He didn't consult me on time.
Yeah, it was a bad time for all of us. But
somebody's done. No, you can't do it at 10 o'clock. Beth Ann's on. Come on. What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed our show on Tuesday.
Me too.
I had a great time.
It was great just to talk about these issues. And we don't always get a chance to have a whole hour just to talk about one specific thing. Mm-hmm. And these are complex problems, right? They're not solved in platitudes or in simple resolutions like that silly Green New Deal. They are really complex problems, and heck, we only had an hour. We would need months to really go to the nitty-gritty of energy policy in America.
Mm. You didn't get to hear the beginning of the show, but I've written a little thing. Foxworthy's, you might be a redneck if.
Yes.
Well, I've written a new one, and it's you might be a sheeple if. And in it I have, if you believe climate change is a serious threat and the Green New Deal and billions and trillions of dollars will save the planet and not yet another government socialist agenda meant to control the people and take the land and squash liberty and independence once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of a radical. I think you've probably figured that out. But really, I'm just simple-minded. To me, it's very simple. We need to be good stewards. Most people know that I believe that. We've learned a lot with our environment, whether it's with the land or the air or whatever the case may be. But this proposal that she's come up with, she didn't come up with it, but she's taking credit. It's not to help anything. It's not going to save the planet.
No, and again, if we could have a serious conversation about energy policy and get rid of all of the little social programs about race and gender and housing and education, I would love to have a conversation with her and her team about energy policy and even environmental policy. I would be fascinated to see what they bring to the table and what solutions they have. But again, if your energy policy is founded on the principle of restitution for slavery and for gender right advocacy, like those are issues, but they have nothing to do with energy, right? And healthcare doesn't really have anything to do with energy. And affordable housing has nothing to do with energy. And that's where this bill is just it's kind of a launch into the disaster because it has too much in it that is absolutely unrelated.
And
that's not the type of country we want.
We see that so much in legislation coming out of Congress. The president talks about the farm bill, but there's less about farming on it and more about welfare in it, and it just gets worse and worse every time. And this bill that they're passing now with the border, they're calling it the border bill, but there's a whole lot more in there than just the border. And nobody's talking about that. It's an omnibus bill.
Your great senator from Missouri voted against it, and he said for that reason. He said it's 1,100 pages. I got it last night. He said, I can't in good conscience vote for this. I don't even know what's in it. I was very happy that Senator Hawley voted no, because they all should vote no, because no one read it.
And you know, the ones that voted no, they're acting like they went against the president, but that's not true. They're the ones standing with the president. And I was I told my listeners before you got on, I said, I normally don't say the bad words. I said, but last night when this was all falling out, you know, 1,100 pages is ridiculous anyway. But when this was all coming down and all this was against the president and all these things that were being said, I thought, you know, I want him to veto it and tell him where to go. And tell them all to go there.
Exactly.
You know, because they did it on purpose, and it's the American people that they're really doing this to.
And it's very frustrating that we have even Senator McConnell, who is in theory supports the same principles we do, but you can't keep allowing these 1,100-page bills that no one has read. We blasted the Pelosi and Obamacare for that. We have to do better, and it's just not fair to the American people to, again, enact this legislation that you have no idea what the provisions are. No one cares about budgets. No one. The whole Green New Deal is predicated on the fact that these young people are going to suffer the consequences of climate change. The young people are going to suffer the consequences of fiscal irresponsibility. They're the ones inheriting, what are we at now, $22 trillion in debt? It's so disheartening what happens in D.C. It really is.
It is. And, you know, she pulled that same stunt with this bill as she did with the Obamacare bill. First, we have to pass it, and then we'll read it. And I'm going to read I'm bringing it up. It's my computer's moving real slow. Of course, that was her words. And, oh, my computer's so slow. I need a new computer. Anyway, then it had a quote from James Madison, talking about how the bills and the legislation should not be so long and so arduous that you can't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is by design. They do that on purpose, just so that somebody like Pelosi can say what she said, so those senators can say, you know, they got it one day and they get to vote on it the next. There's no way they can read 1,100 pages and understand what's being read. That's another thing, to understand what's actually being said.
And this is all the consequence of this is the swamp that President Trump claimed to run against, right? It's D.C. perpetuating its own self-interest, and it's not the way our country is going to get any better, that's for sure.
Oh. Well, it's going to get better because you and I are working at it.
Amen.
We're going to keep at it. We're not, you know, I read something yesterday that said 5 letters, Daniel, is all it takes. If Congress gets 5 letters, they're going to take it seriously. So we do make a difference, and we just need to encourage the people. Yes, you can make a difference. 5 letters will make a difference. Anyway, I appreciate all that you're doing. Keep us informed. Are you going to run away from us, or are you going to stick with us?
I'm going to keep fighting.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week then, I guess.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday at 877-895-5410. Don't be a sheeple. Be a shepherd. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we move on, we have some callers holding, and I appreciate your patience. I finally got my computer to bring up this quote that I've saved. And this is the difference between founding fathers and career politicians that are out to get you. Pelosi said, and this was with Obamacare, but she said it again this week over this omnibus bill, this border bill they're calling it. She said, we have to pass the bill so we can find out what is in it. Now, if that's not a slap in the face to every American person, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, that is wrong. And James Madison said it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. And that's exactly what the politicians, Congress, are doing today. They're making them long, they're making them complicated, and they're, you know, lawyers loving lawyers. That's what's going on. We're going to go to the phones. We have Joy from Oklahoma. Joy, how are you today?
Fan, I'm doing good. Hope you are.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thank you for having a voice for America. And I just want to tell you this. It's kind of serious. Have you heard about how Russia and China is trying to take down our electric grid and take away all our electricity? And
yes,
we don't have anything to go against it. And Frank Gaffney comes on in the evening on 91.3, and he tells all about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm being facetious here. We can't follow something like that when we have this imminent threat of being killed in 12 years over climate change.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Do you think sometime you might could get Mr. Frank Gasparin down there?
Say his last name again. I'm not understanding the last name.
Frank Gaffrey. He's a Shears Our Borders. He works for politicians, the government, and he assures our borders are safe.
I'll check him out and see if I can find him. I know that the president and some of these others have been talking about we need to secure the infrastructure and the grid. So I know that they are aware of it. You know, this president is doing an awful lot that people don't know. They just don't know. I mean, just like yesterday when we had C.J. Hadley on, and he's been talking about, and I heard him, and he took a lot of guff. I mean, he had people angry at him, like he always does, when we had those fires going on, and he said, you know, it's poor management of the force, and they're managed by the government, so it's he's standing up for that, and he took a lot of guff. And so anyway, I'll try and see if I can find this guy, okay?
Right, and it's crazy what's going on in the politics, isn't it? Yeah, the Democrats, we've never had them fighting like this.
Oh, I don't know. They've always been fighting. I mean, they had, you know, they were always fighting. They had big fights going on when Ronald Reagan was president. But the Republicans aren't the fighters. They just don't fight. They just give in. And I get just as angry, or maybe angrier at them. So
yeah.
Okay, Joy, I'm going to let you go so I can move on to the next caller, okay?
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We have Jeff from Texas. Jeff from Texas, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth, and thank you very much for your show.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I thought that I'd had a Jeff from Texas, but I didn't recognize your voice right away.
Okay. All I wanted to say was, if anyone has any doubt, Dr. Jerome Corsi said it best about the federal government. He called them Murder Incorporated.
Yep.
I call them rogue political treason, Gestapo bureaucratic dictatorship. You want to see it in person? Virginia and Maryland are test states for Gestapo bureaucratic dictatorship.
Hmm. You know, I met Jerome. I met Jerome several years ago, back in 2007, and he's a very real person. I don't know how else to put it. He just sat there. We sat there in this living room, just visited and talked, and he told us all kinds of things about his personal life and his family, and we just talked, you know. And we also talked about politics, obviously. He's a good man. I do believe Jerome Corsi is a good man. And, you know, I don't believe here in Virginia, not here in Virginia, but in Virginia with all that we're seeing, I don't think anything's going to come of it. These three men that are in such huge trouble. Now, the one guy might get in trouble, the lieutenant, I believe he's the lieutenant governor, because he's actually being accused of a crime, as in rape, and there apparently were others that knew about it prior to her ever coming out 15 years later. But I don't see anything happening to these guys.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the bureaucratic dictatorship that's taken private citizens and putting them in jail or prison for nothing.
Okay. Well, that's from the leadership, though. I mean, and their leadership right now is all Democratic. But, I don't hold any more faith in the Republicans than I do the Democrats. I don't know about you.
I don't believe in any of them. The bureaucratic dictatorship is the bureaucratic dictatorship is the one that is the police state. All the others are political hacks.
But they're the ones putting those in place.
They don't put the feds in place. These are federal agents.
Okay.
Not state.
Okay. When you're saying bureaucrats, that covers a big thing. It covers a lot of area. And Congress does appoint the bureaucrats. They do to some degree in these departments. And then the president is supposed to get the head of the departments and blah, blah, blah. But they don't appoint the FBI. You're correct about that.
It's all rigged. We're
I
in
agree.
A police state
I agree
now.
With you.
And we're going to the cartridge box. The voting box doesn't matter anymore. I'm a Vietnam vet, and all the vets I know say, we're going to the cartridge box before Trump is deposed.
But if the votes at the ballots at the box didn't count, how did we get President Donald Trump? Because neither side wanted him elected.
Did you see the elections when Hillary was so far ahead and the electrical, the votes on the things went backwards because somebody had a computer program that restated the false voting machines? They already rigged the election and it reversed it. We're going to the cartridge box.
Okay. All right. No, I didn't see that, but I'll take your word for it. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the warning.
You're welcome.
We know we're in trouble. Bye-bye. We know that for sure. And thank you for your service as well, sir. Appreciate it. What is in this bill, or what is not in this bill, a lot of that's yet to be seen. I do have a list of all the senators and how they voted. I got that today. I could not find a list of all the House of Representatives, but I found a list of the eight who voted against it. And the eight who voted against it, and according to this, their reasoning, this is from a different outlet than I normally use, and I'm looking here real quick to see if Josh Hawley isn't on this. So this cannot be a complete list, because I know Josh Hawley did not vote for it. And so I'm looking. So anyway, we need to get these lists. We need to hold these people accountable. I know we're in a heap of trouble. And I know we're almost to the point, and Jeff and many others believe we are past the point of return. But I want to believe that we will. Okay, he's pointing out I was looking at the wrong list when I couldn't find Josh Hawley because he's a senator, not a House of Representatives. I want to believe that we, the people, can make a difference, such as the politician that told Forrest Lucas, if we get five letters, we take it seriously. And you know when you need to really make a difference? Locally. Local politics. We were designed as a nation to be governed locally. Not dictated to from D.C. by D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Congress. Congress is the problem. They've allowed this bureaucracy. They have allowed all of this to take place and control you. And they're getting rich doing it. They're getting filthy rich doing it. And then they complain about the rich and want to redistribute the wealth. Everybody's wealth but theirs. Bernie Sanders is not giving me a house yet. And he's got five. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Rest in Pieces is the article that we talked about yesterday in Range Magazine by Lee Pitts. Now, I have read this before. I think he upgrades it every now and then according to what's going on in the current events. You know, speaking of current events, I better not speak too much. We had that in school when I was in high school, and it was our assignment to watch the news at night. And we had to write down what the current events were, what was being talked about. That would be a disaster today, wouldn't it? Rest in Pieces by Lee Pitts. And by the way, give CJ a call. It's 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-800-RANGE-4-U. If the obituary of our country is ever written, this is how it might read. United States of America, July 4th, 1776, November 4th, 2046. 270 years of age. The last of the great superpowers died quietly at home, surrounded by 350 million greedy, spoiled offspring. She had been in hospice care for 30 years. She didn't die from a Chinese nuclear bomb, election-tampering Russians, or global warming, but had become fat and lazy in her old age, squandering the wealth generations before had created. On life support, by mutual agreement, the money-grabbing family members pulled the plug on the greatest experiment in democracy, liberty, and freedom to have ever lived. An autopsy revealed she died of natural causes, including apathy, laziness, political correctness, self-indulgence, sloth, and corruption. Conceived in garages, machine shops, farms, and ranches, America was born in Little Italy and Berrios, Chinatown, African-American ghettos, in Hell's Kitchen, Irish and Mormon communities, on Ellis Island, upon the plains, and in the great American West. She lived a life full of public service and proclaimed the world, "Give us your tired, your poor, and your huddle messes." Condolences poured in from all around the world, from those who were saved by her armies, her doctors, her farmers. Foreign leaders remembered America as a loyal neighbor who always spoke her mind, but who gave up her sons and daughters willingly willingly to that others so that others might be freed from the wicked rule of ruthless despots, murdering dictators and barbarous ayatollahs. A veteran of foreign wars, her sons stormed the beaches of Normandy and her daughters nursed the world sick back to health. She willingly gave her bombs and her blood to conquer bullies like Hitler, Stalin, Hussein, bin Laden, and countless others. After she died, after she'd beaten them in battle, she literally gave the shirt off her back to rebuild their cities and their economies. During her life, she adopted refugees from around the world, gave sanctuary to the United Nations, and her farmers and ranchers fed billions who would have died otherwise. With only 5% of the world's population and 6% of its land, she produced 20% of everything man-made on Earth. She gave the world Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, and birthed the tech and the green revolutions. She taught the world how to farm. Her engineers and her scientists invented ways to remove much of the drudgery from work. Her teachers educated the world's most highly intelligent, and her doctors, missionaries, and volunteers kept famine and disease at bay. America's passing left many unanswered questions. Who will be willing to sacrifice their sons and daughters the next time a global bully tries to massacre an entire race? Who will give freely trillions of dollars when hurricanes, earthquakes, and dictators leave a path of human destruction behind? Who will seek out and destroy the terrorists who want to murder everyone who doesn't worship their God? Little g there. Who will tear down the walls that communism built or be a sanctuary for refugees who have nowhere else to turn? Who will entertain the world or spawn the next generation of Disney's Jobs, Gates, and Bezos? Who will say the world's unfortunate and poor? Follow us, and we will lift you up. Who will say that? America was preceded in death by common sense, decency, freedom, hard work, thrift, and good manners. She is survived by 50 states which suffer from the same deadly disease. The pallbearers were a corrupt career politician and millennial, and skateboard staring at his cell phone, a representative of the transgender community who didn't know which bathroom to use, a homeless father who sired 5 kids and then ditched them, a Hollywood celebrity who made gory movies and violent video games but blamed the Second Amendment every time a teenager tried to kill as many of his classmates as he could in 10 minutes, the CEO of a corporation which didn't pay taxes and stashed its cash overseas, and quarterbacks who made millions of dollars playing a game in the good old USA but wouldn't even stand for her flag or her national anthem, just took a knee. There will be no graveside service, as America lost her faith decades ago. Instead of flowers, go to church, a synagogue, or a mosque, and say your prayers for the rest of the world. As CJ shared that final paragraph with us yesterday, can you be that storm? You know, there's an old saying about a prayer warrior. They always say she, but I see President Washington on his knees. Are you willing to get on your knees? Are you willing to fact-checked? Who voted for what and why? Are you willing to stand up for the babies that are being murdered in the womb and outside the womb now? Are you willing to write a letter about something? Kindly present your facts and the reality of what it might cause or not cause, depending on what the situation is. Maybe everyone on the farm ought to be writing about these farm bills that are nothing but welfare. Maybe there's to be 5 people write Congress, your congressman, just 5, and tell them that we're disgusted with this omnibus bill and that we're disgusted with 1,100. And go ahead and quote James Madison. This is done, people. Maybe you don't like the President of the United States. But right now, in D.C., he's almost the only one standing up and fighting for you and for liberty. He's a brave man when he gets up and says China doesn't have a drug problem because they have a death penalty. We give them all kinds of options. You know, they're talking about El Chapo. They found him guilty. I said, what's he going to get? Life in prison? So the American people have to pay for his life imprisonment? And he'll be a special prisoner. You know that, right? Have all kinds of special treatment. We're a mess. And the only ones that can change it are you and me. We're the only ones who can bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.